You're listening to a Sunday sermon from Seven Mile Road Church in Melrose, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. To check out more about us, go to 7milemelrose.com.
Hi, good morning. My name is Justin Gallup. I'm one of the pastors here at Seven Mile Road, and it's an awesome day. So thanks for being here with us. It's always a privilege to gather on Sunday morning with you, but it's particularly so this Easter Sunday. And not just because we got to watch Pastor Matt be a lifeguard up here. That was tremendous, but unplanned. As Christians, we celebrate Easter big time. And we do that because we're celebrating God raising Jesus Christ from the dead, changing everything in our lives, and truthfully changing everything about the future of our world and all creation. And then on top of that, today we get to celebrate the good news of Jesus' life and death and resurrection, bringing new life to the hearts of several people that are going to be baptized. So before we get to that, we're going to have a chance to hear their stories in a few minutes. But before we hear that, we're going to get to hear a story from Peter, the Apostle Peter. And we're going to read that from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. So if you have your Bible, you can open that. If not, you can just hear. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and caused him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." Would you pray with me? God, I pray that you would help us right now to hear, to see, and to believe your good news, that we might be free from sin and its curse by turning to you, that we might walk in your ways in every area of life and know your wisdom, care, and protection, that we might share this good news with our family, friends, and neighbors. And that through all of this, God, that you would be working so that we are blameless before you on that day when you call us home. Would you please do this? Would you please hear this prayer? Would you please answer it in this time? I pray. Amen. Amen. So in the passage we just read, Peter explains the gospel of Jesus to an Italian centurion named Cornelius. And in the middle of his explanation, Peter says in verse 39, he says, "And we are witnesses of all that he did, that Jesus did, in both the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree." So Peter is explaining this gospel to the centurion, and this is where he starts by telling him. And what Peter is telling Cornelius is that we witnessed all that Jesus did. Peter's saying, "I witnessed it." He's saying Jesus did good works and Jesus was healing and God was with Jesus. Peter says that he and others witnessed these things. They witnessed all of it. So Peter saw it in the countryside, like up in New Hampshire. And then it was like they took a train down into the city. And he says, "We saw it in the city too." And Peter says that Good Friday happened. He says they put Jesus to death on a tree. And again, Peter and all of this is telling him, we witnessed Jesus's death on Friday. Jesus did all of that good. Jesus did nothing bad. Not a thing. He was innocent. But they nailed him to that old rugged cross where he bled and died. And we know that he died. We know, Cornelius, that he went in a tomb. And we know he should have stayed in that grave, because that's what happens when people die, is they stay in a grave. But that wasn't all that Peter witnessed. And he straight up says it in verse 40. He says, "But God raised him on the third day and caused him to appear." God raised him. God raised him up. God raised Jesus up. Death could not hold Jesus. The worst of all deaths, death on a Roman cross, it killed Jesus, but the grave could not hold him. The grave could not hold him. Sin could not conquer Jesus, and so the grave could not contain him. And it was the other way, actually. Jesus conquered Satan, sin, and death, and God raised him up. And so Peter tells Cornelius this. He says, "We know all this is true." Why? Because we were witnesses. We were witnesses. We ate with Jesus and we drank with Jesus after he was risen from the dead. In fact, Peter says, Jesus commanded us to preach to the people and testify. So Peter did not simply witness these things. He is now witnessing to these things, to all of them. Do you hear the difference there? He witnessed them as in he saw these things, and now he's witnessing to them with his mouth because it really happened, and so Peter is testifying to these things. Peter says he really saw Jesus doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. He says that in verse 38. And what he's doing is he's saying this the most clearly he can. Jesus is the real Son of God, who really died on a real cross. And God really raised him from the grave. And he really appeared to those disciples. And he sent his disciples out to preach that really good news. And so the conversation that Peter is having here with Cornelius, who, by all accounts, the Bible tells us Cornelius was a devout man who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed continually to God. We would all want that to be said of us. Yet Peter is telling him and having this conversation with him that's aimed at this truth. Jesus died on a Friday, but God raised him from the dead on a Sunday, and everything changed. Everything changed. That's the point. Jesus died on the cross on Friday, but God raised him from the dead on Sunday, and everything changed. And everything changed because Jesus did not save himself on the cross, but he died for our sin, and God raised him up on that third day. Everything changed because death could not hold him on the third day. Everything changed because he conquered Satan, sin, and death. Everything changed for us because Jesus did that for his people. Then he appeared to them, and he has sent them to tell others, including Cornelius, who was not traditionally part of God's people. But that good news wasn't just for Peter, and it wasn't just for Cornelius. It was also for you and for me. So to make it the most clear, to make sure it's perfectly clear, Peter gives us verse 43, where he says, "To him, all the prophets," and by all the prophets, he's talking about all of this. "To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in Jesus, in him, receives forgiveness of sins through his name." See, the whole Bible was witness to Jesus. Jesus' own actions witnessed to Jesus. And now in this text, the saints he appears to, that he meets with, that he eats with, that he drinks with, are witnessing to Jesus. And the downstream of this has happened for centuries, across nations, across continents, across oceans, and across cities, until here we are today in Melrose in 2024, hearing this good news. This good news that everyone, everywhere, in every time, who trusts Jesus, will be forgiven of every sin. There's no place you can live where the good news isn't for you. There's no nation you can come from where the good news isn't for you. There's no sin you have committed or number of sins you can commit that Jesus' blood won't cover. So let's believe in Jesus' name. Let's believe in his perfect life and his perfect death and perfect resurrection. And let's receive the forgiveness of sins. Let's receive forgiveness for all our sins. Let's be forgiven because Jesus lived and died and was buried and was raised on the third day. So if you don't yet believe this morning, would you consider this God who bled and died, that you might be washed clean, that you might be freed and forgiven, and that you might be welcomed as a son or daughter into the family of God? Would you consider this today? I don't know your story, but I long for you to be wrapped up in Jesus' story, and he does too, which is why all of this is happening. No matter how hard I try or you try, religion won't save us. It won't do it. Religion won't save us. We can't do enough, and if we could do enough, we couldn't do it right enough that it would matter. Because we've sinned and we can't earn our way back to God. All of our good works and all of our righteousness and all of our wanting to do right can't make up for all the ways we've disobeyed God intentionally and unintentionally. All of our good works can't make up for one thing we've done, much less the mountain of ways that we've said yes to things we should have said no to, and things we've said no to that we should have said yes to. And all of that earns wrath from God. It earns just penalty from sin. And here's the thing, we all want penalty for sin. We all want justice, whether we think we do or not. But what we need now, what we need more than anything else in life, is something to bring peace between us and God, and we can't get it on our own. But the story of Acts 10, 34 to 43, and the story of the gospel, and the story of the whole Bible is this. We can get peace with God because of Jesus. So everything changes for you and for me through faith in what Jesus did on that cross, and what happened when Jesus was raised from that grave on the third day. God raised him up. So let's believe in him, and let's have forgiveness of our sins. Let's believe in him, and let's have eternal life. If you already do believe in him, rejoice today because your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. You're free from the sin, from your sin. You're free from the wrath of God. And new life is yours in Jesus. So let's take hold of it together. Let's drink deep that reality. And let's rejoice in all that God has done. Would you pray with me?